Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Friday. This is the 11th day of November, 2022. Here are my audio weather thoughts for the week ahead for Austin and for South Central Texas. As we speak, a little late in getting this audio weathercast together on this Friday morning, and the cold front has now moved into the Austin area. It's making its way, as I speak, across the Austin metro area. Wind shift to the north, temperatures falling pretty good as it moves through. We haven't seen a lot of thunderstorm activity ahead of the front. We weren't expecting a whole lot. I expect most of it be back behind the front. Really, the thunderstorms as well probably have underperformed a little bit based on what we saw overnight in some of the high-resolution short-range guidance. So we haven't seen quite as much as of yet. That may happen as the day goes along. But I've always thought that most of the rain would be back in the cooler air because there's a lagging part of an upper air disturbance, and we got to get that completely through the air, and it seems to be lagging the front by a few hours. And as a result, still the chance of thunderstorms this afternoon as temperatures cool into the 50s across the Austin area. And with that, in addition to the danger of lightning, there may be some marginally severe hail reports as well. I don't think it'll be all that huge back in the colder air, but nevertheless, we need to watch for any hail possibility today as we get that upper air disturbance completing its move across the area. By evening, the rain showers and thunderstorms should begin to let up just a bit, and I expect weather to improve even as early as Friday night high school football across the area. So we'll keep an eye on it. Temperatures overnight will cool down close to 40 degrees overnight. Hill country areas where we may actually clear out a little bit by morning may see some upper 30s. High pressure builds in, makes for a very nice weekend, but compared to the last week or so, with temperatures well above seasonal averages, our temperatures now with this cold frontal passage are going to well below seasonal averages. Highs over the coming days through the weekend in the 50s, overnight lows in the 30s and 40s. Another passing upper air disturbance will make its way across the area late Sunday night into Monday evening. As it does so, it manages to pull some moisture back on top of the colder air at the surface and gives us another round of rain, maybe a thunderstorm or two. But keep in mind that we keep the cooler temperatures down here where we live, close to the ground. They're going to remain in place, just going to result in a bit of an overrunning pattern with showers and a thunderstorm possibility, particularly on Monday. That system passes. By the way, every time one of these upper air disturbances pass, we're probably going to see a little reinforcement at the surface of the cooler air. So I expect we'll clear out by Tuesday, but we'll keep highs. We may not completely clear out Tuesday. Some clouds may linger Tuesday night into early Wednesday. But with that, temperatures probably cooling down a couple of more degrees. And with the cloud cover, we won't get out of the 50s for the early part, mid part of next week. I think we see some sunshine again by next Wednesday and Thursday, maybe into Friday. But just beyond the seven-day forecast period, guess what? The cooler air remains in place across the area, and yet another upper air disturbance crosses. And as a result, I think that we end up seeing another round of showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two. But again, unseasonably cool temperatures by the time we get to Friday into a Friday night and early Saturday. I want to watch that one closely. And again, it's just beyond the seven-day forecast period, so I got a little time to look at it, because there's some indication that the high that comes in, that little reinforcement following that third system, may be a little stronger. It may bring temperatures down even a little bit more as we go into next weekend. So definitely cooler than average temperatures after all the warmth of late. It's going to be quite a change for Austin, for South Central Texas. Over the next 7 days, on average, counting today's rainfall, Monday's rainfall, really not into the end of next week's rainfall, but the period today and again on Monday could yield us anywhere between about a half inch and an inch of rainfall. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, on this 11th day of November, 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts and the seven-day forecast on the website. I'll do that on Monday morning. I'll take the weekend off, if you don't mind. Meanwhile, have yourself a great Friday and a safe weekend. We'll talk again early next week.